Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Maseches Peah. We are in the middle of the fifth perek, and we're up to the fifth Mishnah. Hamachlif im ha'aniyim bishalo patar u'bishal ha'aniyim chayev. If the owner of a field gives some of his produce to the poor, and the poor in return give the owner of the field their leket, their shikha, and their peah. So the owner who just receives the poor's lekat shichan peah, there is no requirement to separate any maaser on that produce, because when a near receive lekat shichan peah, there is no maaser requirement to be separated. Now that they give it as a gift to the owner of the field, there's no requirement as well. However, that which the owner gives to the aniyim, just some of his regular produce, so that that's regular produce, which does have a requirement to have the various trumos and maestros separated, and therefore they need to be separated. And the Bartner explains that the owner of the field, prior to giving those gifts to his produce to the aniyim, he must first separate the proper trumos and maestros. Continues the Mishnah, Shnayim shekiblu es hasada barisus. Here you have two aniyim, two poor individuals, who take a field as a sharecroppers. They're working for the owner of the field, and the way it works, a sharecropping works, is that they agree to give a certain percentage of what they collect from the field to the owner, but the rest they get to keep. So that which they get to keep, says the Mishnah, zen nosin lezeh chelko maaser ani. Zen nosin lezeh chelko maaser ani. These are two poor individuals, so they're now, however, working on this field, but they don't have a right, each part of the field that they're working, to just take the leket shecha and peah for themselves. Rather, the requirement is that each one has to give leket shicha and peah, but what you can do is that you can have the other worker to go to your field, take leket shicha and peah, and you can go to the other guy's portion of the field, and then take the leket shicha and peah. The reason why they have to do this, says the Bartanura, says balabayis ani aser b'leket shel sadeo. Even though you're a poor person and you're allowed to take other people's leket shicha and peah, but not from your own field. D'chsiv lo tlaket la ani. You cannot collect it. It has to be given for the ani, for the poor. Azhara la ani shlo yalket haleket shlo. V'chayev la ha'afrish mais ani v'lasteis oso la ani acher. Right, you're not allowed to take your own leket from your own field, but rather you need to give it, allow another ani to come in and to take it as well. And also regarding the requirements of maiser ani as well, has to be given to someone else. Continues the Mishnah. Hamakabel sada liksor aser b'leket shicha upeya umaiser ani. The similar type of situation. Someone, a poor person, has access to a field to reap it. So if he's working the field and he's going to benefit from the crops, he cannot take leket shicha and peah and maaser ani for himself, but rather it has to be given to another poor person. So Rabbi Yehuda comes along though and qualifies that. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, masla bizman shekiblu mimenu lemechza l'shlish revia. Aval im amar leish shlish mashata kotzer shalcha mutar beleket shicha peah v'aser b'maaser ani. So this all depends, says Rabbi Yehuda, as to when does this poor person get access to the produce. If it happens that it occurs at the time when it's still attached to the field, that so at that stage there's a requirement of leket shicha and peah being taken when the field is cut. So in that situation, you have to leave it for the other aniyim. But if the person working the field only has access after it's cut, but at the time that it was cut, it was not yet his. It was still the owner of the field. Well, then he's a poor person at that time. He did not yet have ownership over it. And when it's cut, he has every right to the leket shicha and peah. However, for the maaser ani, so that he's gaining access to this produce once it's cut. And the requirement for the various maestros is only once you put it into a pile. At that point, he has ownership over it, and he would not be, even though he's an ani, he's not allowed to take it for himself, but rather has to allow another ani to come in and to take the meiser ani. Next Mishnah Vav. Hamocher asadeo, hamocher mutar velokeach asar. A person who sells his field. So, and there is a standing grain, explains the bartender, Shemacher lo sada v'kamasa, avamocher esa kama bilvad v'shayar sada l'atmo, shneim asturim b'leket shechel peya, sheitzozeh ani kori sadcha, v'esazeh ani kori ketzilcha. So here the case is, and the bartender explains a little more detail, is that when you sell the field, and there's still grain standing in the field, so the person who sold it, and if they're a poor person, they now can take the leket shecha peah that will subsequently be cut, and the person who purchases it, who may be an ani, may be poor, but he does the actual cutting, so he's forbidden for taking it because he's the owner of the field at this point, as we saw in the previous Mishnah. However, neither of them, neither the purchaser or the buyer, will be able to, for themselves, take leket shecha and peah in a situation where he doesn't sell the field, but only, he only sells the grain itself, but he retains access to the field. In that case, they both sort of have a partial ownership over the field at the time that it was cut, and therefore neither of them can take the leket shecha and peah of their aniyim, but rather have to leave it for other aniyim. Continues the Mishnah. Lo yisker adam es polim amanah shalakit b'no acharav. You cannot hire workers on the condition that the workers' children will then collect any leket, anything that falls as they're working the field, because here the worker himself will, explains the bartenura, will give a much lower, will charge much less to have to work the field, knowing that his child will be able to collect the leket. And that prevents other aniyim from having equal access. And similarly, the Mishnah continues, Mishena maniach es aniyim lelaket. Someone who doesn't allow the aniyim to collect at all. Rather, he himself takes everything, and then he distributes it. O shu maniach es echad ve'echad lo, or he's very selective. He only allows one ani to come in, but not another ani. O shu mesayas echad mi'em, or he specifically helps one ani, doesn't help another in collecting the leket. In all these cases, harizeh gozo asaniyim, you're stealing from other poor people in the area, in the community, not allowing them, you're not allowing equal access. Alzeh nemar, and on this, the pasuk in Mishlei says, al tasa gvul olim, do not remove the borders of the olim of those who come up. What is the olim? What are the ones who come up? So there's two possibilities that are brought down in the Mefarshim. Either refers to the olei Mitzrayim, those who came out of Egypt and were given these laws. And the laws tell us very clearly that leket shecha and peah be equal access. All aniyim need to be able to have equal opportunity to collect. You can't prevent one or help another. Or it's referring to olim. Olim means these who have, in a positive sense, but really referring to aniyim, those who have come down, those who don't have money, those who are poor. You can't again hurt one over the other. We'll do one final Mishnah. Zion, this is now transitioning from leket now to shecha, to that which is forgotten during the harvest. You forgot to cut some of the sheaves, some of the ears of grain, so that has to be left for the aniyim as well. Ha'omir sheshechu polim v'shochechu balabayis. Let's say you have workers working your field, and they forgot to cut some of the ears of grain. But you, the balabayis, who Mefarshim say are there in the field, you see that they're there, and you have every intent to tell the workers to go back and to collect and to cut those ears. Or shachu balabayis, so the owner himself forgets it. But however, lo shachu polim, but the workers didn't forget about it. Or omdu aniyim befanav o shechafu bekash. Or let's say the aniyim prevent you from seeing that you forgot something. They're standing in such a way that you can't see behind them what's still there. or they've taken some kash, some sort of straw, and they've covered up the area that has not yet been cut, so you don't see it, so you forgot about it. In all these cases, hareza ain't a shecha. None of these cases are shecha, because in these cases you didn't forget. The aniyim just don't allow you to see it, or your workers didn't forget about it, or you yourself were in the field and you didn't forget about it. So that's not called shecha for the purpose of being allowed to remain or to be given to the aniyim, to the poor people.